Welcome to the All-in-One podcast for middle school language arts teachers. I'm Linda, and I've been a teacher for over 30 years. I can help you with tips, tricks, and motivation that will simplify your planning, streamline your teaching, and enjoy more free time. Well, hey there, it's Linda. I hope all is going well in your world. If you are listening in real time, it's March, and that means teachers everywhere are working really hard to get to the coveted spring break. I know how stressful these weeks can be, and in the weeks leading up to some much-needed time off, there is so much to do. State testing is looming, the kids are getting antsy, and you are perhaps looking for a change of routine to get your kids excited again. Well, I have an answer for you. If you have never used literacy centers, or you have used them and they fell flat, you are in the right place. Before we get into today's topic, I want to make sure that you know I usually mention at least one freebie, and I have one today that you won't want to miss. It is a symbolism flipbook, and it's a perfect literacy center when you're teaching symbolism. Kids really love this one, so be sure to head to the show notes to grab it. And when you sign up, you'll be on my email list. And once you're on my email list, I'll send you any new freebies automatically, and I do make a bunch. So be sure to grab that after listening. So when you think of centers, you typically think of little kids, glue, construction paper, and a big mess. As a former first grade teacher, I can certainly tell you that this is the absolute truth. But centers are not just for elementary school. In fact, one of the best literacy center ideas for middle school is for teaching reading skills and strategies. So we are going to discuss why use literacy centers, deciding on the skills and comprehension strategies that you'll use, teaching a mini lesson to introduce the concept, brainstorming literacy center ideas, creating literacy centers that relate to students, and running your centers. So let's dive in. So why would you want to use literacy centers? By the time kids get to middle school, the level of skills is completely different from that of an elementary-aged student. For the most part, regular ed students are decoding with some level of comprehension. However, our kids are not able to intuitively and independently apply higher level strategies such as interpreting symbolism, understanding perspective, and analyzing the theme of a story. I have seen many teachers address these skills in a one-and-done method. They might tell kids to look for theme and give them a strategy to do so. And that's great. But then it's expected that students will be able to do this with any and all future reading assignments. And you and I both know this just doesn't happen. So I just wanted to mention something that I would call teaching versus student learning. Okay, so anybody who has been teaching for more than a year will understand that there is a huge difference between what you've taught and what students have learned. And our students don't learn by us mentioning it as direct instruction. Students need to experience learning in a hands-on, minds-on way with difficult concepts being broken down in a way that relates to their lives. So how do we get them to actually learn the higher level reading skills and strategies? It requires some work, but it can be done. And I'm going to give you a three-step method to do that. So step one, you want to decide on your teaching skill or comprehension strategy that you want your kids to know. So the first step with literacy center ideas is to decide which skill you're teaching. It is really best to have a plan for the year. If you don't, I understand, but it's something that you want to start working out, even if you're kind of mapping it out little by little as you go along, and then maybe getting a solid plan of action into effect for next year. Okay, so hopefully your district will have a scope and sequence, but if not, I have some that I recommend, and they're in no particular order. They're just skills that I think are important. Symbolism, point of view, perspective, plot line, theme, dialogue, internal monologue, conflict, response to conflict, character change, character analysis, flat versus round characters, and minor characters. You'll really want to teach these skills thoroughly and one at a time. If you need help with planning out your skills and units for the year, I do have a blog post and a podcast on that for planning units for the year, and I can link that in the show notes as well. So step two is, once you have your skills, is to teach your mini lesson. So as I talked about already, there's a big difference between teaching and learning. However, you still do need to do your direct teaching. A reading workshop model depends on the use of mini lessons. This is just what it sounds like: short, direct instruction. If you are new to mini lessons, I do have a whole podcast series on mini lessons and reading workshop that you might want to listen to. For the purposes of the topic of literacy centers, here's a brief summary of mini lesson best practices. So you want to keep it brief, 10 to 15 minutes tops, and that does take a little bit of practice. You'll do the teaching. Kids are listening except for the turn and talk portion. Relate it to their lives. During the turn and talk portion, you can bring it to their level. So if you're teaching symbolism, tell them to turn and talk about an object that is special to them and what they think it might symbolize. Be direct. Tell kids exactly what you want them to learn. Keep it engaging. Charts, images, video clips are all good ideas. Okay, and if you need ready-made mini lessons, I do have them in my TPT store. They, I want to say that they're fairly easy to make. However, you have to be in a really good rhythm and pattern with this. So you might want to just, I have one that's free in my store, so you might want to check it out to kind of get that pattern down. Step three is, you want to brainstorm your literacy center ideas. So you'll want a nice variety of centers. They should not all be like a direct instruction and worksheet style. You know, you don't want kids like reading a paragraph and underlining the symbol and making it very rote like that. However, you might want one, though, that would really drive home your teaching objective. And then you can create a variety that is a little more fun and engaging. The idea here is to get kids to apply their knowledge, not just merely parrot it back. So I'm going to give you an example of my literacy center that I use when I teach symbolism. So the first center I have is just called symbolism, and that's where I'm really driving home my direct instruction. That center uses a mentor text. I always read the mentor text to the kids at the beginning of the unit. So in this unit, I was using The Jacket by Gary Soto. And after they've heard the story, then they have to find possible symbols and what they mean. More importantly, though, as part of the center, they then list objects from their lives and what they could possibly symbolize. For example, a student might say that their bike is an important object and it could symbolize freedom. My second center for this is common symbols. And here, I give them a list of common objects and what they might symbolize. Then kids write where they have or could see the symbol. So for example, I would give them red as the object and power as the possible symbolism. Then they might write that they have seen it in The Wizard of Oz on the ruby red slippers. The third one that I use is a craft. Kids still love to make things. I have them make an agamagraph. It's a little hard to explain, but it's kind of like you make this image and you fold it like an accordion, and depending on the angle that you look at it, you see two different things. So I have them do a symbol and a word. So it might be bike, a picture of a bike, and the word freedom, and then they fold it like an accordion and they can see part of it. And you really do have to check this one out to understand it. But trust me when I tell you, they love doing stuff like this. My fourth one for symbolism is songs. I work in music that kids actually know and hopefully like for as many centers as possible. In this one, they listen to a bunch of songs. For example, I chose Believer by Imagine Dragons as one of the songs, and they would write objects and what they possibly symbolize. And my last one is the flip book. Kids love making flip books. The flip book within itself actually includes a bunch of activities about symbolism. And that is the free item that I have for you. So you really want to make sure that you grab that one because you will get a lot of mileage out of it. And if you are interested in my symbolism literacy centers or any of my reading centers, make sure you check them out in my TPT store. Okay, step four, you want to create your literacy centers that relate to students. So this is a bit of a repeat of step three, but it bears repeating because kids need activities that they can relate to, not just worksheets on a topic. You'll need to do some thinking on this, but if you look at my examples, hopefully that's going to spark some ideas. Having kids create a craft of an object that is symbolic in their lives, for example, goes a lot further than a worksheet on a short reading passage that includes a symbol. Okay, so running your centers, it's not really complicated. When they do their centers, I just split them up into groups. So let's say if I have 20 kids and I want them to be in fours, which I love working with groups of fours because everybody has a partner. And I take my desks and I move them into tables. And so I would make five sets of tables, right? So I start them out and I have all the materials at a table and they work in that center. I usually give them about 20 minutes per center. It depends on what you're doing. And then they rotate around. Okay, and I usually do my centers for 2 to 3 days, depending on, it can depend on the actual class itself, or it could depend on the schedule or what have you. But I would say 2 to 3 days is really a good amount of time. And then, hopefully on that third day, you can make some time to share them. And they make really great bulletin board displays. People love to kind of look at their stuff. So, like I said, you want to make sure that you grab that freebie to give you a little bit of a head start with this. So remember what we talked about, why we use literacy centers, how to decide on your skills that you're teaching, then doing your direct instruction, then brainstorming some good center ideas, creating them, and running them. Okay, and if you need help, remember you can always find my contact information in the show notes. So I wanted to make sure that you know to be sure to join me next week because I'm going to be starting a mini series on poetry. April is National Poetry Month, and more importantly for me, I always did poetry at the end of the year because I liked it the most, and quite frankly, it was easiest for the kids. And if you think your kids don't like poetry and you think you don't like teaching poetry, I beg you, give it a chance. I can't tell you how many teachers have taken my units and said this has really turned things around for me and my kids. And before you go, I want to make sure that I cordially invite you to my Facebook group. If you have been listening, you know that my old Facebook group and all my social media accounts were hacked and disabled, and there is nothing you can do about it with Facebook. It was very frustrating, and so my Facebook group is very small, and I'm hoping that if you were an old member, you will join me, and if you have not, I hope that you will join me as a new member. I hope this information was helpful. Be sure to check the links that I mentioned in the show notes. My email is available there as well in case you have questions or comments. You can also DM me on Instagram at allinonemiddleschool. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.